Governor Bill Walker is meeting today with the three nominees for the vacant District 40 House seat. The district covers the North Slope and Northwest Arctic boroughs and is open because former Representative Dean Westlake resigned after allegations of sexual harassment. Governor Walker may make a decision soon. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman talked to the nominees.
Two of the nominees, Sandy Schroyer Beaver and Eugene Smith, have years of experience on Kotzebue City Council. The other, Leanna Mack of Ukiagvik, says her community involvement makes up for her relative lack of political experience. Schroyer Beaver says her more than 30 years in politics have prepared her. She has served on city council and the school board and worked with regional tribal organization Manilik Association.
I'm just a normal person. I'm from Kotzebue. I wasn't born there, but I was raised there. I lived there my whole life. I'm a mom. I have 5 children. I have 4 grandchildren. I work with kids. I've loved that for years. I work for Manilik in the foster care program. Everybody knows me in our region.
Schroyer Beaver says she'd like to increase public safety in rural Alaska, including in North Slope and Northwest Arctic boroughs. She also says she'd focus on education and protecting Alaska permanent fund dividends.
We have people who are counting on these funds they get every year because we have a shortage of employment opportunities.
Both Schroyer Beaver and Smith are on Kotzebue City Council. Eugene Smith also has decades of experience in the city's politics and has served as the mayor and with Manilak Association.
Well, I've been on city council for 21 years straight and took a hiatus, and now I'm back on the council. I've also got tons of management experience being the CIO for the health corporation for many years. So I, you know, do understand budgeting.
Smith says he would listen to constituents to determine his priorities. He says he would work closely with the mostly Democratic House majority on a plan to close the multi-billion dollar state budget deficit.
It makes a lot of sense to look at all the means possible to try to resolve the state's situation. I just believe that by working together, you know, in a nonpartisan way, I think that we can solve this problem.
Leanna Mack is the only nominee who hasn't served in political office. She's the deputy advisor to North Slope Borough Mayor Harry Brower. She's focused on regulations that affect borough residents. Mack doesn't feel that drawing from permanent fund earnings will solve the state's budget problem.
I think that's just a short-term solution, and a long-term solution needs to be looked at, as well as all the other industries that are in Alaska and that are starting to ramp up.
Mack also has worked as a volunteer in the community. She works with local cheerleaders, and she's become heavily involved in suicide prevention since the death of her brother's best friend.
The last several years, we've had the largest team during the community walks, and we've also been the top fundraisers for the community walks. And I think it's just another way for all of us to get together and catch up with one another, as well as continue to celebrate our friend's life and the time we were able to spend with him.
The District Democratic Party nominated the three candidates from a group of 8 applicants. Walker has 9 days to fill the vacancy. Dean Westlake resigned after he was accused of inappropriate behavior with female aides and women outside of the legislature. Walker also must fill the vacancy caused by Senator Mike Dunleavy's resignation. Dunleavy resigned to focus on running for governor. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.